CRG Mobile.
TFW Mobile.
They, you got Robert on SN over here in this Spartanburg in Bowling Springs.
Robert, you got Ken over here. Just left.
We know where that Gossett Road is there. We used to work over there that R.R. Dunland's son years and years ago. Sure is a nice day today.
Yes. Yeah, I work over there at that chemical plant, Lubrizol.
What are you talking about over there? I think I'm about to start applying for a job over there one time, maintenance electrician, but got a job somewhere else.
Bad place to work. I've been out there going on 4 years. I got furloughed when COVID started from my job of 22 years. But it's working out pretty good over here. We like it.
Yeah, when I was working at Innovative Fibers over there towards the Westgate side of town, I was there a little over 10 years. They closed the doors last November. So I just went ahead and put in for my Social Security, and we just kind of sitting back, mowing the grass and sitting in the shade.
And with that, so the KQ crawl sign, you must have just got your ticket.
A year ago, whatever, maybe a year and a half. I got to get on light. I had a little problems last year. I had to get a heart operation last May, but we're doing all right now, a little better there. Got COVID first of the year. I mean, it's one thing after the other, but we're doing a lot better now.
Congratulations on getting your ticket.
Yeah, Ken, we're back here at the home, 20. Get off of here. Hope you have a good rest of the afternoon. 73, man, this KQ4 CRG will be clear on your final.
Good rest of your day. Glad to meet your acquaintance. Look forward to catching you another time down the log. KN4 TFW 73.
Can you copy me? NC9B.
It's a little bit staticky, but I think I can make you out. KN4 TFW.
Hey, Ken, it's Leon. I'm from your call sign there. How you been? Hope you had a great day.
Day. It's Friday for me. We headed up your way up to Asheville East KOA for the weekend.
All right, we're over here in Fletcher, run a couple errands, and head back to the house here shortly.
Hey.
The grocery outlet as we speak. We're at Fletcher here, from the downtown.
Yeah, roger that. Throw that call sign at me one more time.
I never used it that much. It's NC, North Carolina 9 volts. So NC9B.
9 Victor.
That is it. Yourself.
Congratulations on getting that thing. Now I just got to remember it.
That's right. That's how I come up with North Carolina 9 volts. Or, as my buddy called it, was it, I don't know what it was now. That's an easy one to remember. North Carolina 9 volts. Hope you have a great weekend. So you stay at KOA all weekend?
Yeah, tomorrow morning. Going to be there set up. Go pick up the granddaughter in Mars Hill at 4 o'clock. And then bring her back to the campsite for the weekend. Because they got a fishing pond there and she likes to fish. She don't know she's going camping.
Be nice. She'll like that. Well, I can't remember what the KOA is up here. Oh, that's right. It's up there off of I-40.
It's in Swannanoa.
Okay, that's what you're staying at?
Yeah, roger.
It's a repeater from here. Can't hit it from Highway 64, because I guess I'm on the wrong side of the mountain. I'm on the wrong side of the mountain here, too, but I'm not running high power. It's running about 25 watts.
Full bar signal from the repeater and that, but it's just a little bit scratchy, but perfectly audible.
Hey there, want to shout at you. So you're coming up tomorrow morning, you said?
Leave the house about 11:30. Probably be cutting through there about, 12:15, something like that.
Yeah, I probably won't be, hopefully I'll be working Monday. I haven't worked in the last couple of weeks. Been kind of a little bit under the weather.
Better now?
Better, much, much better.
I'll see you in the morning.
I'm going to jump in there and holler at y'all, but I just, I can't roll out of bed that early, plus the radio's in the bedroom, so I don't wake up in this, so the lab will throw me out of the house.
Yeah, we can't have that.
I can probably stay out in a couple days anyway.
And pretty, a little bit cooler, isn't it? I think it's down in the 50s up your way.
Be sure to bring sweatshirts and an overcoat or a jacket or something. It was a little bit cool, but then it goes straight back up next week. Of course, you'll be back working with me next week, so, yeah, it's a little cool.
My car is vibrating from the Jeep behind me with the bass.
No, you've got a good stereo, kid. NC9 Victor.
Harold's KN4 TFW. Gets up beside him. He's about two back.
Get him to wave at him. He'll drive on by.
30 seconds. I'm going in a bad spot. KN4 TFW.
Stand by. NC9 Richard.
Congratulations on the new call. N4ZLK. Shane here.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I was telling Ken I've been under the weather a little bit, but man, I couldn't get on the early check-in for the repeater. I couldn't do anything because of the call sign sync with all the servers. Finally got that all squared away, but yeah, I'm done with it. I've got where I need to be, and that's it.
Patrick the other day, he told me about it. That's really cool. And that's a good call. I like it. I don't get on there in the morning much. I'm listening, but I'm usually either out of range or trying to drop some trailers, so a little bit hard to get in there.
The road.
TFW.
Okay, say that again, Leon.
So you've been burning up the road?
It's a week. Just go down to Atlanta and back and get back anywhere from 5:30 to 7 o'clock in the morning.
Two whole time for me. I'll stick to my Mondays and Tuesdays local runs, but hopefully I'll be back out there Monday morning. Yeah, I kind of miss you in the morning. I've heard you in a while.
Good afternoon to you, N4ZLK.
I heard you in there saying 7-3 yesterday, about the time I destinated, so. But I hope you're doing well.
Woke up a little bit ago, headed on in this morning, and laid down for not as long of a nap as I wanted to, but I should be all right. I was off last night.
All right, won't be too bad. That's what I used to do. Get up regular time, do a little bit, and then go ahead and lay down and try to get back on the nighttime schedule.
Favorite. Go ahead, Leon.
Never was mine either. That night shift is a tough one now. The only way I could do it was if I got home in the morning, lay down, and had to wake up about noon or so, stay up for a couple hours, and then get another quick cat nap in before going in. That night shift is tough.
This route starts at 5:30, so it's a little bit, I got to try to, it's hard to get up once I go down in the morning. I try to stay in bed as long as I can.
Like you kind of slept all day, and you get up, you still got that same old groggy feeling you have when you lay down. NC9, Victor. Wake up, kid.
Yeah, I did my 2 years of nights. I hated it. I hated every minute of it.
For very much longer, so. In the scheme of things, maybe another year. We'll see.
That pickup truck got them, you know, that big truck finders for their bumper, the little lights to stick up. He's got a couple of those on his truck.
Big boys.
And this morning, one come up behind me on the interstate, flashing me, I guess, because 64 and a 70 was too slow for him, but he had two of the lanes. I mean, come on.
Go to pass the car, you
pass the car, and you're getting ready to cut over, and the guy comes flying up on your bumper lane, you know, like you're going slow or something. The only reason I got in the fast lane was to pass the car, and I'm getting ready to get back over, and, you know, he cuts it behind you, blocks you, so gets into the right lane, so, well, there you go.
There's a lot, and what's another thing that's interesting is down in Atlanta, most people don't go the speed limit of 60 or 65. They're usually going a lot more than that, but every once in a while you'll run up on somebody only doing 45 or 50, and if you're not careful, that's almost worse.
The trick is that you step behind, it's not like you can change lanes real quick and accelerate.
The worst place to drive is the Atlanta. If you're not doing 80, you can't change lanes. And then there'll be two lanes dead stopped, and the lane right beside them is doing 80, and somebody pulls out.
New tractors don't accelerate very well, I'm sure. Probably the old ones didn't either, but if you got to plan ahead in order to keep up your speed.
I don't realize that. I tell everybody I talk to, Shane, stay away from the tractor trailers. You don't want to be around one of them when it goes south.
Deer jump a fence and run across the road. That was pretty. I saw him down in the field as I went by him, and then in my rearview mirror, I watched him jump the fence and run across the road.
Made it all the way.
Yeah. You guys have a good afternoon. I'm going to clear out of here for a little bit. But again, congratulations there, Leon, on the call. You'll get used to it, and it'll roll off your tongue like water pretty soon. 732 both, N4ZLK.
Yeah, thank you, Shane. Good talking to you. Thanks for jumping in there. And we'll catch up with you down the log. Again, I'm assigned to the Bell's rapid repeater. Good talking to you also, stranger. Gotta get together. Maybe soon. NC9, Victor.
And you have an awesome evening. Be safe out there, and good to talk to you. And Leon, congratulations on the call. Tell Miss Wendy we said hey. And we'll catch you guys later. KN4 TFW 73.
You and your wife have a good weekend camping too with the granddaughter. That sounds like fun. N4ZLK.
It will be. Maybe we can catch some fish.